So currently, a confirmed case of COVID-19 was considered confirmed if there was a positive PCR lab result for COVID-19. Meaning if they got the swab testing done and it came back positive, that would be what we counted as a case towards COVID-19. If you didn't have lab results, if you just had symptoms, we could not count you as a case. So regardless of the contact you may have had with a confirmed case or symptoms, if there was no testing, you are not counted as a case. So in this image, we have the confirmed case and their possible contacts. And the total cases out of this is only one. And then if we go to the next page, the new case definition. So for confirmed case, it stays the same. You still just need PCR. But now they've added a probable case definition. So that still gets counted towards the case count. It's different. It's not confirmed. It's probable, but it's still a case. Meaning if you use another testing method, not PCR, and if you have close contact with a confirmed or probable case, and if you did that lab work that was not a PCR, you could be considered a case with or without symptoms. They also updated the definition for deaths related to COVID-19. Previously, prior to this definition, it was only if you had a positive PCR result that you would be counted as someone who died related to COVID-19. Now that lab testing is no longer required to be counted towards that.
The new probable case definition with FDA-approved positive lab, with or without symptoms. Do you also have to have the positive lab along with close contact, or is the close contact with confirmed or probable cases a separate identifying thing?
So I'll explain this further.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, okay.
No. It's just an overview, gets kind of confusing. So this is a different options that we have for probable case definition. So if you do the FDA-approved testing, which right now is serology, looking for antibodies, IgG, IgM, you have to have the clinical criteria. And if you don't have that, and then you have the EpiLink, then you could still be counted as a case. So if we look at the yellow box here, that's the approved testing, right? If yellow, you have the test, and then you have any of the blue, you're a probable case. If you're yellow and you have any other close contact, which doesn't mean you're sick, you're a probable case. And then if you're out, if you don't do any of that lab work, and then you get sick and you were a contact of a case, you are then counted as. So the clinical criteria that they have defined is at least two symptoms of fever, subjective or measured, chills, rigors, myalgia, headache, sore throat, new smell and taste disorders, two of those, or one of cough, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, or evidence of pneumonia without an alternative diagnosis and severe respiratory distress. So there's many ors and then there's many ands. So in order to be counted as, if you meet the EpiLink definition, you have to be a close contact of someone who's a confirmed case of COVID-19 or a probable case, or you came to a location where it's endemic.